Good morning. My name is Michael Hickox. I'm an evangelist with the Olney Church of Christ. We are a group of Christians who meet here in Olney at 220 North Van Street. We meet at 9:30 on Sunday mornings for Bible study, 10:20 on Sunday mornings for worship, 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoons for worship, and 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings for Bible study. We welcome visitors if you would like to join us as we assemble together to worship God and to study from His Word. We also offer in-home Bible studies. If you would be interested in studying from the inspired Word of God to learn more about Him and about His will for us, we would be happy to study with you. You can contact us at 217-218-0803. You can also contact us and learn more about us through our website, which is olneychurchofchrist.org. The website, again, is olneychurchofchrist.org. And the number is 217-218-0803. If you would like to turn in your Bibles this morning to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 is the first chapter we will look at in our program here this morning. I want to notice something that is said in verse 3 of this chapter as we begin the lesson here this morning. And I'll be reading from the World English Bible Translation this morning, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." I want to zero in on two key words in this verse as we begin our lesson here this morning. I want to take note of those two words, in Christ. The inspired apostle opened this epistle by addressing those who were saints at Ephesus. And that word saints has reference to the same group of individuals as the word Christians has reference to. But he also references those who are saints with another phrase that's used at the end of verse 1. And that phrase is the faithful in Christ Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit through Paul here is addressing individuals who are part of the faithful in Christ Jesus. And as he addresses these individuals, he speaks to the spiritual blessings that God provides to such individuals in Christ. I want to consider some specific blessings that are brought out in Scripture here this morning, that are blessings provided to those who are in Christ. And as we look at these, it will help us to see just how important it is for us to be in Christ. And then as we conclude the lesson, we'll notice what Scripture teaches we must do to be those who are the faithful in Christ. Notice what is said down at verse 7. of Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 7, as the Holy Spirit through Paul talks about some of these specific blessings that are provided to those who are in Christ, he mentions in verse 7, in whom, speaking of Christ, we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. And so one specific blessing that we'll notice this morning that God offers to all but provides to those who are the faithful in Christ is this blessing of redemption. And as we think about this word redemption, it's an interesting word to consider. When it's used in Ephesians 1:7, as with many other passages in the New Testament, it is used specifically to refer to Christians being delivered from the bondage of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the price that was paid to purchase us and bring us back into fellowship with God. We see a passage that helps us better understand this over in Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, I'll read verses 23 and 24 of this chapter. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." So notice there that first of all in verse 23, the inspired apostle mentions that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. From this verse, we can understand that everyone who reaches what is sometimes referred to as the age of accountability has at some point sinned and thus fallen short of the glory of God. And what that sin does is it brings us under a sort of bondage. But verse 24 says, and Paul here is addressing Christians here, those who are the faithful in Christ Jesus, and in verse 24 he tells them, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, all of us have sinned against God. All of us are thus brought under the bondage of sin. But Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross, made redemption possible. That is, he paid the ransom price to set us free from the bondage of sin. And so as we think about redemption, we want to recognize that this involves being set free from the bondage of sin. And that is a blessing that God offers to everyone, but he gives to those who are the faithful in Christ Jesus. If we want to be redeemed of our sin, it is needful for us to be in Christ Jesus. But something else that we'll notice that is a blessing provided to those who are in Christ is the blessing of reconciliation. If you turn back to the book of Ephesians, and notice this time something that is said in chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll read verse 13. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off are made near in the blood of Christ." So notice here we have again the phrase "in Christ Jesus," and then we also have the phrase "in the blood of Christ," making it clear that the blessing he's referring to here is a blessing enjoyed by those who are in Christ. And the specific blessing that he speaks of involves being once far off, but now near. And in the context of this, it appears he may be referring to Gentile Christians who perhaps were at odds with some of the Jewish Christians, and he points out to them that the Gentiles as well as the Jews can be God's people because of what Jesus did on the cross. But whether it was a Gentile Christian or a Jewish Christian of Paul's day reading this verse, he or she must realize when reading this verse that as a result of our sin, each one of us becomes separated from God. But because of what Christ did, he allows us to be brought back into fellowship with God. He allows us to be near to God, even though we once were far off. And that is something that is certainly true today, as it was in the first century, that for anyone, regardless of our background, for all of us, our sin leaves us separated from God. But in Christ Jesus, we can be reconciled to God. That is, we can be brought back into harmony with Him. Another verse that makes reference to this is over in Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 10. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. The inspired apostle there says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we will be saved by His life." And so we see from Romans 5:10 something that is brought out in Ephesians as well, that what happens when we sin against God is that we, in essence, become His enemy. Sin creates a barrier, if you will, between us and God. Sin separates us from God. Sin leads us to fall out of fellowship and out of harmony with God. But those who are in Christ Jesus are able to be reconciled to God. That is, we're able to be brought back into fellowship in harmony with God if we are the faithful in Christ Jesus. So, two specific blessings that are provided to those who are the faithful in Christ Jesus are redemption from the bondage of sin and reconciliation to God. But notice something else that is a spiritual blessing provided to those who are in Christ that is brought out back in Ephesians chapter 1. We'll look this time in Ephesians chapter 1 at verses 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. There the inspired apostle says, "Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without defect before him in love, having predestined us for adoption as children through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his desire. So something else that is brought out here in Ephesians chapter 1, after the writer spoke about the spiritual blessings that are available to those in Christ, he mentions some specific blessings. And here in verses 4 and 5, he talks about being God's chosen people and being his adopted children. Now, I'll briefly mention a couple of phrases that are used here in verses 4 and 5 that we might take note of. There in verse 4, it mentions he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And in verse 5, he says, having predestined us before him in love. These phrases might lead us to think that God chose before we were even born, that we either would or would not serve him faithfully, and that he is now carrying out one of those two possibilities in our life, and we have no control over that. But that's not at all what these verses are teaching. And we know that based on many scriptures that make it clear that each one of us has free will. That is, each one of us has to choose to serve God. God won't force us to serve him faithfully, but he also will not stop us from serving him faithfully if we choose to do so. God desires everyone to be saved, as we see in 1 Timothy chapter 2. But we might then ask, what is this talking about when it talks about being predestined, when it talks about before the foundation of the world? And what I believe he's talking about here is long before we came into existence, long before that happened, God came up with this plan that those who are the faithful in Christ would be his chosen people, would be his adopted children. That was something he planned long ago. And so if we choose to submit to his terms for getting into Christ, we can be assured that we will be his chosen people. We will be a part of the family of God as his adopted children. That was a part of his plan from before the foundation of the world. And so we can see from these two verses that those who are in Christ are able to be God's chosen people and his adopted children so that we become a part of the family of God. But notice something as we think about this idea of being his chosen people. Notice something else that is brought out in Scripture related to this that is a blessing God provides to those who are the faithful in Christ Jesus. If you turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'll read verse 10. Paul here had been talking about some of the sufferings he faced as a servant of Christ's. And he says here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the chosen one's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So here the Holy Spirit through Paul makes reference to the chosen ones, which again has reference to those who have submitted by their own choice to be a part of God's holy nation, God's holy people. Those individuals who choose this option become His chosen ones, and these individuals then have the salvation which the Scripture teaches is in Christ Jesus. And so salvation is something that Scripture teaches is provided to those who are in Christ Jesus. And that salvation involves being saved from sin. It involves having spiritual life as we're here on earth. And ultimately, it leads to a final blessing that we'll look at here this morning that is provided to those who are in Christ, and that is the blessing of eternal life. If you look back a few verses in 2 Timothy to the first chapter of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and notice something that is said in the first verse of this chapter. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, according to the promise of the life which is in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus provides spiritual life, even while on earth, to those who are in Him. But ultimately, He provides eternal life in heaven with God to those who are the faithful in Christ Jesus. And so a final point that we want to make about a specific blessing provided to those in Christ Jesus is the blessing of spending eternity in heaven with God. If we want to spend eternity in heaven with God and not face eternity in hell, we must be the faithful in Christ Jesus. And so as we tie all this together, I want to take the last few minutes of our program this morning to point out what is needful from us if we are going to be the faithful in Christ Jesus. And we see a couple of verses that help us understand the point at which one gets into Christ. Notice first of all what is said in Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6 and in verse 3. Romans chapter 6 and in verse 3 says, or don't you know that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death. Notice that phrase there, baptized into Christ Jesus. And as we think about that phrase, notice something else that the Scripture teaches in Galatians chapter 3. In Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 27, there the inspired Scripture says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So there we see that phrase again, baptized into Christ, just as it was used in Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. It is evident from looking at Scripture that for us to be in Christ Jesus, we must be baptized scripturally. We must be baptized in His name for the forgiveness of our sins, as individuals were commanded to do in Acts chapter 2 and in verse 38. When one is baptized in the name of Christ for the forgiveness of his or her sins, and that individual is repentant, that individual believes Jesus is the Son of God and is willing to confess that belief as the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts 8, that individual then is baptized into Christ, becomes a part of the faithful in Christ Jesus, and thus a part of the family of God, a part of the body of Christ, the body of the saved, the body of those who are able to enjoy fully all of these blessings in Christ Jesus. It doesn't mean that when one does these things, he or she can never fall from grace. We see in Galatians 5:4 that it is very possible for one to fall from grace. And so we must, upon becoming a Christian, upon getting into Christ, we must continually submit to God's will for our lives. But if we do so, if we've submitted to His terms for getting into Christ, and then we continue to submit to the commands that He gives to us through the New Testament, and we continually submit to His will that's revealed therein for us, then we can be individuals who fully receive and enjoy all of these blessings that are available to those in Christ Jesus. If you have any questions about anything that was stated this morning, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can reach us at 217-218-0803. And our website is allneychurchofchrist.org. We will conclude our 30-minute lesson here this morning with a hymn from the Favorite Hymns Quartet. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.